The College Experience SWAC Conference Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans-Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience SWAC Conference Preview. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking the SWAC Conference here. I mean, does it get any better than the SWAC? You gotta love, actually, I'll be honest, from a handicapping point of view, SWAC can be incredibly challenging at times. You get to the middle of the tier, it's like, man, just throw a dart at the wall. But this is a fun conference. I like watching some of these games. I remember, who was it last year? Was it Jackson State that got Snacks in the game? Shout out to Snacks. Hope you're doing good. Love some college basketball on all levels, including the SWAC conference. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, I want you to subscribe. We're available on all platforms, but we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been doing it for 3.5 years. Been over 500 picking college basketball every year. Me and my two co-hosts that are normally with me, NC Nick and Patty C. Think about that there. Over picking every game, we're over 500, but we also include our locks where we're way over 500. All right, way over 500. So we give away all these locks on a spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We also tweet these things out. I'll give you guys the tweet handles at the end of the episode. But guys, I also have previewed every single episode, me, NC Nick, Patty C, some of them solo, some of them with them. So check those out. If you're a college basketball fan, it's great. It's all fantastic. We've had COVID, we've had a crazy year. So I'm excited for every single game we get, you know what I mean? And it's going to be a crazy year. There's going to be a ton of cancellations. So just prepare yourself. But with me previewing every conference, normally what happens is I go team by team projecting the team, but I'll tell you, I go in order, chronological order of the way I have the team finishing within the conference. Does that sound good? Did I make any sense there? Because I tell you, this is, I've been doing a lot of these things. I don't know which one's which. All right. But I am going to take a shot and say that just out the gate, I'm going to take Texas Southern to win this conference. Texas Southern, the Tigers, coached by Johnny Jones. He's in year three. And I think he's got something going here. Now, sure, they lose Ewing and Tyreek Armstrong. But one thing I like, and I sound like a broken record on this, on the smaller conference, I like good guard play, especially at the point guard spot. And he's got Michael Weathers, the transfer from Oklahoma State, coming in. At OK State, you know, he sat out last year, but the year prior, he averaged 9.2 points per game, 1.1 steals. I think in a league like this, no disrespect to the SWAC, I think Weathers is going to go off in this league. So you got him, you got the other guards, John Jones, 9 points a game, and you got Justin Hopkins, 10.5 points a game. All five starters, upperclassmen. I like what I see here. Even the forward spot, Yuhaza Razas, 10 points a game, 8.2 boards. I like that. Now, here's the if there was a weakness, I would say Chris Baldwin at the center spot. 6 points a game, 4 boards. They're going to need him to elevate his game. Not saying he's a weak player, but going to need him to elevate That's the most unknown thing, I guess, coming into it. And this is a pretty deep team too. They got a Georgetown transfer in Galen Alexander coming in. Jalen Alexander, sorry. A Stephen F. Austin transfer. Stephen F. Austin, we know they got a good program. Nicholas coming in 8 points a game there. I mean, Stephen F. Austin beat Duke last year. You got Jordan Gilliam, UC Riverside transfers, 7 points a game. Those are the transfers coming on this bench. But then elsewhere, you look at the bench, Bryson Etienne, he can play 7.2 points a game. Wonder if he's related to Travis, the Clemson running back, but who knows? But John Walker, the third on that bench too, 5.2 points a game. Even Quentin Brigham and Jamari Redis, I think this team is talented. I think it's deep. I think they're going to give this conference fits. I think they're going to be in the NCAA tournament. So give me Texas Southern at the one. At the two, I'm going to take a shot on Southern, the Jaguars. Sean Woods is school, year three as well. Both these coaches in year three so far. And it's kind of similar. It's in a little bit. I think they're not as talented, but they're wondering about this big man who's a JUCO transfer, and Andre Allen from he was from Arizona State, then went to JUCO. But everyone else, look at the backcourt. Micah Bradford, he's one of their best players on the team, if not their best. 8.8 points per game, 3.3 assists, 1.1 steals. Good on the defensive side of the ball. Him and LaMarcus Lee, 7.2 points a game, 4 boards, 1.1 steals. They're good on defense here. Third guard, Asante Shivers, he's a player too, 10 points a game, just shy of 4 boards and almost a full steal. And at the forward spot, they got Burns, who's got 9 points a game and almost a steal and 5 boards. So Andre Allen, the real question mark here is the Arizona State transfer. But if he was at Arizona State, I think he can step in and be solid here. And once again, I think there's some depth here. They got a Howard transfer, Andre Torre coming in. They got Jaden Sadler. They got a Milwaukee transfer and Harrison Henderson, Delore Johnson. They also have Skylar Bags. I think this team is in decent shape. I think it's going to be fun to watch when they play Texas Southern, but give me Texas Southern at the one, Southern at the two, and at the three spot, man, these teams are deep. I'll say that. With the way the scholarships are, these teams are deep. At the three spot, I am going to go with Snacks' as old school, I believe it was. And I'm going to go with Jackson State. Just the backcourt alone sells me. I know when it comes to depth, this team barely has any proven depth. But I like Jonas James at the point. I like Tristan Jarrett at the two. Combined, they average about 27 points a game. And I think that number is going to go up. They're starting five upperclassmen on the starting five from what I see projected here. The real question is, A, they're starting a guy, Dang Bull, who's a JUCO transfer. Can he come in and fit? They're going to need him to. And then depth. They only have two guys on the bench that have ever scored in a Jackson State uniform in McClelland and Darren Wilson. After that, they're counting on a couple JUCOs in Daryl Jordan and Damarian Smith or Damarian Barif Smith. And after that, your guess is as good as mine. We don't have much of a track record here, but give me Jackson State at the three spot. Jackson State, the Tigers, coached by Wayne Brent, been there 8 years, knows a thing or two about basketball. So give me Jackson State at the three spot. At the four spot, I'm going to take a shot on this Prairie View A&M. All right. And mainly because of the slew of transfers that are coming in. I mean, they got to add depth. Obviously the Nebraska transfer being the one. Cam Mack coming in from Nebraska, guy averaged 12 points a game here. No disrespect to the SWAC, but that means he's probably going to average like 22 here in this conference. My only question, point guard spot, will Williams be enough? He's a junior. He's good on the defensive end, but I'd like to see more out of the offensive end from Fate Williams. Also they got another JUCO transfer, Eric Hester starting, I mean, projected to be a starter, and also a Detroit transfer. Like I said, they got transfers from Eastern Michigan, Western Kentucky, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Stephen F. Austin. Really hard to get a full gauge on this team, but I like them at the four spot. Prairie View, the Panthers, coached by Byron Smith. He's in year five, entering year five. So give me, I think Mac is just going to make such a difference for them. So I like them at that spot. So at the sixth spot then, well, actually, before I get to the sixth spot, Let me tell you guys that the College Experience is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Did I already read this one? I'm not even sure if I read this one. I've been doing so many podcasts today, so bear with me if I've already read this again, but mybookie.ag is what we're brought to you by. They're our sponsor. Thanksgiving is about traditions like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with my bookie's Turkey Day free play. My bookie's third annual Turkey Day free play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on the early Thanksgiving Day game between the Texans and the Lions. The Turkey Day free play is a no risk all gravy wager on the full game spread. You pick the right team and you win. If you lose and you're upset, you shouldn't be, first off, because your bet up to $250 is refunded before the kick of the next game. New players will get their first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit and get some extra cash you can use on parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long. And use that promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and the free bet in that Texans Lions game. But the best part about this is the promotion goes all week long. Turkey Day free play is Thursday, Thanksgiving, Friday, or that rolls into Black Friday boosted odds and finishes the holiday weekend strong with a buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at my bookie, they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk, all gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies only at mybookie.ag. I also want to tell you guys that the College Experience is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's NBA, MLB, PGA, choose 5 of the available 10 player props to build your lineup. Hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and is awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit with a 4x rollover. So download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Google Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And don't forget that promo code SGP. Oh man. Voice is going out on me here. Excited. I think I'm at number five in this beautiful conference. And I'm going to ride with, I'm going to ride with Alcorn State here. Steve, shout out to Steve McNair. Rest in peace. That was my guy. I know they open up against UAB tomorrow and that's a tall order because I think UAB is decent, but I like the fact they're starting 5 upperclassmen. And once again, depth on the bench looks pretty solid to me, but I will say I'm a little concerned at the backcourt. Jacoby Ross coming in from Alabama State. He's a senior. He's only 5'9", 6.4 points per game. That's a bit of a question mark. Then you got David Pierce at the 2-guard spot coming in. He's a JUCO transfer. I don't know much about him. Could be great, but I don't know. But I will say I like Tremaine Crosby at the 4 spot, 14 points a game, 5 boards. I'm counting on him and I'm counting on the depth with me making this decision. When you get this far down the ranks of these mid-major conferences, not only the SWAC, a bunch of different conferences, it's really hard to get a gauge. Got a lot of transfers, got a lot of JUCO transfers, got a lot of freshmen. So I trust that Kirk Lee, the Drexel transfer, who averaged 9 at Drexel, I think his stats will go up a little bit here in this conference. I'm surprised he's not starting, to tell you the truth. But I think him and Isaiah Adels will be key contributors, even Mark Carter and Thorne getting in there and Anthony Fairley as well. They give Alcorn State that depth that they could really turn into something. So give me Alcorn State at the 5 spot. At the 6 spot, I'm going to go with Alabama A&M. This one's got a better backcourt. So you're probably a little surprised that I took Alcorn State over the Bulldogs and Dylan Howard squad. But when you look at it, I don't think they have the same depth. They also struggle at the big man spot, where not even struggle. We just don't know about them. They're freshmen, starting 2 freshmen and projected in the starting 5, 3 sophomores. They're incredibly young. Maybe next year I'll be higher on Alabama A&M, but I do like Cameron Tucker and Garrett Hicks in the backcourt. They combined for about 19 points a game last year. I think that'll go up to 22, 23 this year. They also got EJ Williams back, 6'10". I will say this, Alabama A&M has some height. I don't know about these freshmen, but I can tell you this team's got some hype. Perhaps that can help, you know, take them over the top, but give me them at the sixth spot. I like their bench, Jalen Johnson and Brandon Houston. I like the, I mean, they're not as deep as Alcorn State, but they do have a couple key reserves, Brandon Miller as well. I need to throw in there. So keep an eye out on Alabama State, especially as they grow. I mean, that's a young team. So definitely keep an eye out for Alabama State. All right. And before I get to number, what am I at? Eight? No, seven, right? I'm at seven. Before I get there, I want to tell you guys that the College Experience is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book, but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They got top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. At number seven, take you to Doug Williams, former Super Bowl champ quarterback. I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, and Doug Williams was my guy. As a child, that was one of my favorite players. Big fan of Doug Williams. This is his school. Grambling, I'm talking about. This team doesn't have the depth that the previous teams have. But I tell you this, the starting five is not bad. You look at the starting five, you think, hey, they could make a run. What's stopping them? They got three or four key contributors. They're going to need this Florida Gulf Coast transfer. First off, Brian Thomas, that's a guy you want to circle. That's essential to their season, I would say, because the rest I like. I like Kelton Edwards. I like Cam Christian. I like Prince Moss, all three of them. Even the point guard, Travell Cunningham, he's good on the defensive side of the ball. I'd like to see him get the ball on the hoop a little bit more, maybe a few more assists per game. But overall, I like the starting five of Grambling, but then comes the bench. Michael Moten, is he the guy? He only played five games a season ago, but he averaged 6 points a game, so perhaps he is the guy. Or Terrion Randolph, 4.3 points a game, senior. This guy can bang. He gets six boards a game. Could he be the guy? They got a couple of JUCO transfers. Peyton Taylor, Cameron Woodall, RJ Gladney. Perhaps one of those are the guys. But with me not knowing, it's tough to really project where they'll end up. So after that, I mean, dude, it's apples and oranges when you get to this point, I feel like. But I'll take a shot at number eight. I'm going to take a shot on Arkansas Pine Bluff. And look, we picked every game last year, and I feel like Arkansas Pine Bluff was really, really bad the past couple of years. Well, I think this team's getting better. And I like the fact they're starting five upperclassmen. One of them is a JUCO transfer at the point, which goes against my thing. The JUCO transfer at the point, I don't know anything about him, but hopefully Jalen Lynn can be that difference maker because I like Sean Doss. I think Markiedrick Bell is huge too. 11 points a game. Doss, 13 points a game. Daquan Morris, 8. Terrence Banyard, 8. They got a good starting five. Now, the bench, you start to worry. They got a couple JUCO transfers coming in. They got Nicholas Jones, who is a key contributor, fifth-year senior. I expect his numbers to go up. Him and Kashawn Stokes, their numbers should go up. But do they have the depth? Will these JUCO transfers work out? I'm going to take them to surprise in this conference. I know I'm only taking them at eight, but it wouldn't shock me if they finish higher than eight. At nine, I'm going to take you to Alabama State, the Hornets, and Mo Williams. There's only five guys that have ever played in a college basketball game on this roster. Or at least the Division I college. I mean, the rest are JUCOs or freshmen. These are gambles here. If you look at it, Brandon Battle's a player for them. 7 points a game. He's their top returning scorer. Him, Kavion Stewart, Tyrese Robinson, and your point guard, DJ Heath. Those guys will be solid for him. Mike Stone, perhaps too, senior, getting in there. But it's tough to really get a gauge on this team with so many question marks. So I got Alabama State at the nine spot. And after that, I'll take you to, I think everyone knows what's coming here. At the 10 spot, I got Mississippi Valley State. Jerry Rice is old school. I love how it's all football players I mentioned. They're even more of a question mark. Because you're hoping to get Tyrus Smith, the Louisiana transfer, who was actually decent at Louisiana, who they got a good program there. But after that, you got Caleb Hunter, who's a stud point guard, 16 points a game. But after that, your guess is as good as mine. It's unbelievable to look at this roster and try to make sense of it. Caleb Hunter, I'm excited to watch you. SWAC freshman of the year last year. Kid's a player. But I what am I supposed to think on the rest of this roster? I hope you get Tyra Smith. That's all I can really, make sense of on this roster. So unfortunately, I got Mississippi Valley State finishing a dead last, and that rounds out the SWAC for us. All right, guys, this is the College Experience. Like I said, we're available on all platforms. Hope you subscribe, rate, review, check out all of our other episodes. We have been handicapping every single Division I college football and college basketball game for over 3 years now. Been over 500 doing it. So check us out. Check out the spreadsheet, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Give away our picks for free. We don't charge for picks, and we won't charge for picks. All I ask is for some kindness. It's COVID times. People are sitting at home. You're in front of a computer probably more than you're used to. Why not get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review? We would certainly appreciate that, because oftentimes sponsors look at the comments, and they, if they see a nice comment, they might think, hey, people like these idiots, let's give them some money. And boom, next thing you know, we're giving you more breakdowns on more games. And yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful formula there. I'll tell you what, if you do that, leave a 5-star review, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I will send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? How about that? Kindness for kindness. That's how it works, right? That's how the world should work, at least. But yeah, I'd appreciate that. At the Colby D on Twitter, my co-hosts that are normally with me, Patty C, he's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Make sure you check out his DFS articles and everything else he writes at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Me and him also do a great DraftKings DFS podcast for college football and college basketball. Come play DraftKings with us, guys. It's fun. It's on my Twitter. I posted up on my Twitter for you to check out. So, what else do we got going besides that? We're part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Give them a follow at the SGP Network. And yeah, this is the College Experience SWAC preview. You better start thinking about yours, and we out.